Hello, and this short webinar is going to be about how to add the API key to MailChimp. So I'm calling it Connecting MailChimp, and what I'm going to explain to you is the API is simply the it means it's a code that is created to connect one application to another. And so you take a code from your MailChimp account and you insert that code into your website, and this enables the two things to link up together. And I'm going to explain to you how you actually do this. And so what you do is I'll describe it to the process, and I'll show you, I'll give you a demonstration. You go to the homepage on MailChimp, you check out your profile, you go to extras, you look for the API key. This is one already there. You copy the key. If there isn't, you click generate new key and copy it, and then you paste that key into the appropriate section of your website. So let's go and have a look at see how this looks in practice on MailChimp. To go to your MailChimp dashboard, as always, start with the monkey. Click on the monkey, top left-hand side. You will then see that if you look to the right, there's a section which is your home. It's your account profile. Click on your account profile and click on the section which is called profile. This will bring up a series of headings: overview, setting, billings, connected sites, extras, integrations, and transactions. Now, you might think it would be integrations, however, it's not integrations, although that's what we're doing. We'll show you, out of interest, the integrations side of it is so that you can connect other applications to MailChimp, such as Facebook, Twitter, Google Analytics, etc. And it's very worthwhile doing this. To do it, you simply click on it and it will ask you for your URL, unique reference location for your Facebook page or your Twitter page, and then these can be connected. Because remember, we said earlier that you might want to enable your users to share an email message that you sent to other people's Facebook. So that was just a side, a little extra on the integrations. But let's go back now. To get the API key, you need to go to the extras menu. If you click on the menu, the drop down that will come up is rewards, API keys, and registered apps. You want to click API keys. So once you click API keys, this brings up for you. You will see I've already got two APIs keys created. The reason why I've got two is that sometimes, and this might happen to you, you might have an admin manager, a VA, somebody that you want to be able to access your MailChimp account, and you need to give them an API key so that they can access your account. And so this was a lady called Lisa Goddard who did some work for me. She's accessed my account through this API key. Here, this is my own API key, and if I needed to generate a new one, I would just click Create Key. However, I've already got an API key. If I need it for anything else, I go to copy, and then I'll click it where it's required on the website. Okay, now if you like, I'll show you what you would do on a website. So if you were to go to your own website, go to mine, this is login. I've already got my login set up, so I just type in my username. it will kind of automatically log in. Now, my website, the theme for my website is optimized press. And so it might look, it's kind of a bit different. But anyways, you'll have the same thing, you'll have the dashboard, but it might look a tiny bit different. However, where I would put the API code. Plugins. Now, if I had blog setup. Yeah. So I'm going to come back to you and explain to you in part two how you use that API key that you've copied and how you find the place to put it on your website. For the moment, what I'm going to suggest is that you copy and paste that key into a Word document and you save it as MailChimp API key. Right. The next thing I want to show you on MailChimp is I want to show you how you can upload your contacts. So before you send out an email, you need to have some contacts uploaded onto your list. And you need to send a test email. So for this, that we're going to go to, so the process that you go to through is that you upload your email addresses. You have to have a database, which is a CSV file. And you go to your MailChimp list, you go to contacts, add contacts, and upload the CSV file. CSV stands for comma separated values. And to create a CSV file, if you have Excel, if you have Excel on your system, you would create an Excel spreadsheet, and then you would save the spreadsheet as CSV. I will demonstrate this. If I was to go to where I have some lists, mark that I have it stored under marketing. Databases. Let's go to a June one. So let's say this one here is stored as an Excel. This list here is Excel. You can see it's Excel worksheet. So if I wanted this to be a CSV folder, then what I would do is that I would file, save as. And then I would simply save it as a CSV. So I click drop down menu and I click save it as CSV and just go to like test it and hit that for test there. That is now saved as a CSV. As I say, if you're going to upload data into MailChimp, I suggest in the early stages that you simply have name, second name and email addresses. It happens to note email addresses on this one, but that was what you would actually have. And then you go back to your MailChimp list. MailChimp list. Let's just get back to MailChimp list. I think it's in MailChimp list. And let's assume that you want to add some names to a list. So you go to lists. I'll take one here that hasn't actually got any subscribers in at the moment. Demonstrate. Go to lists. Click on manage contacts. and you want, sorry, I beg your pardon, you click on add contacts, and we want to import contacts. And so it asks me whether I want to import a CSV, copy and paste from file, or integrated service. So I choose a CSV, click next. You then browse for the file that you want run for business databases. Databases. The green pages test was the one. Check that it's CSV, it's got a C for CSV. That's the one we want to upload. Open. I understand that my billing might be increased. Next. Now what it'll ask you then is it'll ask you to check that what you've got in the list is what you want. So it says make a selection. I want this to be the first name. Save. I want the next column to be the second name. Save. The next column normally would be the email address. Let's supposing I do want it to be the email address, so I'll click save. Do make a selection, I didn't make a selection. Make a selection, email. Email address, save. Now all of the columns are now ready, so I click next. And then I'm going to import three of three columns. I'm going to categorize them as subscribed. That means they've given me permission to be part of my list. And then I'll click import. Now, I'm not actually going to click import because I don't really want to get those new names into my list because they are not connected to my list. But that's all that you do. You'll then be asked to click another button that says you have got permission to import these names into your list. So that's how you add names to the list. And how you connect your, integrate your MailChimp with your website. I'll create another explanation that shows you how you add the API that you've copied onto your website. So watch out for that one, which will follow. Okay, so that's it. I'm going to end this meeting now, and I'll post this in the Facebook group.